This is Radio Nepal. I am Srizana Bastola with the news. The headlines first. Prohibitory order enforced in Fungling Bazar and Patibara area of Taplejung as tensions escalate over construction of cable car. Parliamentarians call for immediate halt to construction of cable car in Patibara. Lawmakers demand government make public expenditures made under USAID programs in Nepal. Nepal establishes its embassy in Portugal's capital, Lisbon, and Trump administration places most USAID workers on leave. Now the news in detail. A prohibitory order has been enforced in Fungling Bazar and Patibara area of Taplejung district. The district administration office, Taplejung, issued a prohibitory order to be effective from yesterday morning following the controversy over the construction of a cable car in Patibara. According to the information, the prohibitory order had to be issued as the situation was unfavorable after the clash between the no cable car site and the police at the market in Fungling on Saturday evening, leaving many injured. Prohibitory orders have been imposed from 5 a.m. yesterday until further notice. Gatherings of more than 5 people, assemblies, processions, demonstrations and other activities will not be allowed in the restricted area. Police protesters and 13 others were injured in the clash. Meanwhile, members of parliament have demanded an immediate halt to the construction of a cable car in the Patibara area, citing that the project was started against the desire of the residents. During the emergency hour of the meeting of the House of Representatives yesterday, they drew the attention of the government to stop the construction bid in order to resolve the situation of confrontation created by the people trying to resist the construction of the cable car. Members on the Finance Committee under the House of Representatives have demanded the government make public expenditures under the USAID programs in Nepal. Speaking at the committee meeting yesterday, lawmaker Ganga Karki voiced that the government should unveil the details of expenditures when US President Donald Trump has accused of fraud in the aid implementation. Gyanendra Bahadur Karki called for understating in what context the U.S. president cited the fraud. He went on to say that the U.S.-funded Millennium Challenge Corporation MCC compact was signed during his term as the finance minister and it was endorsed by the parliament. Surya Bahadur Thapa Chetri was of the view that the statement by the US President should be discussed in the House, not in the committee, as this is a parliamentary issue. He proposed that the details of the expenditures under the USAID could be sought from the Ministry of Finance. Nepal's embassy has been established in Portugal for the first time. A team of employees from the Ministry of Foreign Affairs has started providing services after the establishment of the embassy in the capital city, Lisbon. The embassy said it has started providing services by operating a temporary office in Alcantara of Lisbon. The Embassy of Nepal in Lisbon, in collaboration with the Embassy of Nepal in France, has started providing consular services related to the verification of necessary documents, including the consular services, by operating a mobile service. Two 211 personnel of the Chandi Prasad Battalion of Nepali Army have left for South Sudan. The Nepali Army squad assigned to peacekeeping in South Sudan under the call of the United Nations left for Zuba, the capital of South Sudan, last night. The Directorate of Public Relations and Information of the Nepali Army shared the information that the team headed by Major Milan Acharya has left for the deputed side. Prior to this, a 213-member Aridaman battalion led by Major General Maheshwar Silwal that was in the same responsibility arrived in Kathmandu on Saturday. At present, there are 1,756 peacekeepers from the Nepali Army in South Sudan, including sector commanders, military observers, staff officers from 2 battalions and 1 company. Kathmandu-Tarai Expressway, one of the country's national pride projects, has recorded 38% physical progress while 39% in financial front. The project is managed by the Nepali Army. The Nepali Army, in a press conference yesterday, shared the information that among 7 tunnelways planned under the project, 2 have been completed while 2 others are under construction. The total stretch of the expressway is 70.97 kilometers. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
जाने मम्मी चाइना जाने दुवै जना फेसबुक र भाइबरमा जीरो अनि हामीले कसरी कन्ट्याक्ट गर्ने
तिमीहरू फेसबुक र भाइबरमा हिरो भएर के गर्ने नेपाल टेलिकमले ल्याएको सेवा सुविधाको बारेमा जीरो रहेछौ अहिले नेपाल टेलिकमले रोमिङ सेवा ल्याएको छ चाइना र इन्डियामा हाम्रो यही प्रिपेड मोबाइल मजाले चल्छ बेला बेलामा कुरा गर्न केही समस्या छैन
हो र भने अनि कसरी चलाउने चाहिँ थाहा छ त
किन थाहा नहुनु यो सेवा एक्टिभेट गर्नलाई *1415 *7 र ह्यास डायल गर्नुपर्छ र उतैबाट रिचार्ज गर्न पनि मिल्छ तिमीहरूलाई पनि अरू कुरा थाहा पाउन मन छ भने नेपाल टेलिकमको मोबाइल एप्स अथवा वेबसाइट हेरे हुन्छ
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
वेलकम ब्याक नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज The Ministry of Home Affairs has dispatched a letter to the Nepal Police Headquarters to establish the Dalit Desk to facilitate for investigating cases of untouchability including discrimination and exploitation against Dalits. Ministry's spokesperson Ramchandra Tiwari said the police headquarters has been instructed to have the Dalit Desk and make it functional. Similarly, instructions have been circulated for effective operation and management of Dalit Desk established prior to this in 77 districts. Public Service Broadcasting Nepal's Executive Chairperson Dr. Mahendra Bist has said that the broadcast content should be made more people-centric as per the essence of PSB. In an interaction organized regarding the future direction of public service broadcasting Nepal at Radio Nepal yesterday, Executive Chairperson Dr. Bista said the themes of national unity, prosperity and disaster will be the main broadcast themes of PSB. The chairperson stressed on the transformation of the employees so that they can address the needs and interests of the audience. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international news updates. The Trump administration has placed most USAID employees back on administrative leave from midnight on Sunday. The BBC quoted the Office of the Administrator's email as saying some 2,000 employees are also being laid off in a reduction in force effort. The notice to employees clarifies that designated personnel responsible for critical functions or in leadership will be exempt. However, it's not clear how many employees have been deemed critical. The email to staff also said USAID intended to fund voluntary return travel for overseas staff. Meanwhile, a federal judge had temporarily halted the administration's plan to gut America's foreign aid agency, but ruled on Friday that the pause would not be permanent. Now, sports update. The last match between Nepal and Myanmar of the group stage in the International Women's Championship has ended in a draw. The match concluded a 2-2 draw at the Dasharath Stadium in Tripureshwar yesterday. Myanmar took the lead in the match in the 6th minute, but Savita Rana Magar scored an equalizer goal for Nepal in the 11th minute. Myanmar again took the lead at the 17th minute, however Nepali forward Sabitra Bhandari Samba scored the second equalizer goal at the 41st minute. It was Samba's 58th international goal for Nepal. Nepal and Myanmar will again meet in the final on Wednesday. Now, the general weather forecast for the country. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in the hilly areas of Kosi, Bagmati and Gandaki province, while the weather will remain partly cloudy to mostly fair in rest of the provinces today. There is a possibility of light rain with thunder and lightning at a few places in the hilly areas of Kosi, Bagmati and Gandaki province and at one or two places in the hilly areas of rest of the provinces. There are also chances of light snowfall at a few places in the high hilly and mountainous areas of Kosi, Bagmati and Gandaki province and at one or two places in the high hilly and mountainous region of the rest of the province. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prohibitory order enforced in Fungling Bazaar and Pathibara area of Taplejung as tensions escalate over construction of cable car. Parliamentarians call for immediate halt to construction of cable car in Pathibara. Lawmakers demand government make public expenditures made under USAID programs in Nepal. Nepal establishes its embassy in Portugal's capital, Lisbon. And Trump administration places most USAID workers on leave. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can listen to us online on our website, RadioNepalOnline.com and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.